Here's check on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Enjoy the day today. We'll have some showers. It'll clear out. Temperatures well up into the 55 to 65 degree range. Enjoy it because the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch in effect for our area, the entire tri-state region, from Thursday evening through Friday evening. Heavy snow with total accumulations of 6 to 12 inches possible. We'll check the full details on the tri-state forecast with Pat Pagano in just a few minutes. In a story in the Republican American, members of the South Kent School help feed those in need. Students, faculty, and staff at the school joined together to take on challenges of the food insecurity and hunger in Connecticut over the weekend. The initiative was called South Kent Feeds the Need. Monetary donations, non-perishable food, and personal care items were collected at a variety of sites, including at sports competitions and in front of Davis IGA Supermarket on Saturday. Donations totaled more than $1,200 will be delivered to the Kent Food Bank. Online donations have not been tallied yet. After making sandwiches Saturday, a group made the trip to Chapel on the Green in New Haven to distribute those to the homeless. Parents of students also made contributions to the cause. The program was organized by the Reverend Steve Klotz, South Kent School's chaplain, as part of the school's ongoing community service commitment. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum is promoting its current exhibit of displays about the town's past as objects that tell powerful narratives of innovation, hard work, and service. Prominent residents of yesteryear saluted in one section, among them Emily Ogden Wheeler, who in 1884, along with her sister Laura, commissioned the construction of the Sharon Clock Tower, which commemorates her philanthropic work. The 52-foot tower was built of rough-cut granite and sandstone by Richardsonian Romanesque style. It sits at the intersection of Route 4 and Amini Union Road. There's also a copy of a portrait of Emily Winthrop Miles created in 1924 by noted artist John Singer Sargent. Miles was an acclaimed sculptor, painter, poet, photographer, and collector. Her estate on West Cornwall Road would become the Miles Wildlife Sanctuary and home of the Sharon Audubon Society. A huge handwritten journal as part of the exhibit. After Frances Landon married Frank Dakin, she began keeping a record of her life, beginning with an entry dated October 31st, 1876. It's open to a page on which she wrote about Independence Day in 1879. The exhibit runs through March the 4th. A poll was taken in New York, and New York voters and parents want to see New York's mask mandate. What happens? Most New Yorkers want to see officials take a hard look at public health data before removing masks in school, according to that poll released yesterday. As COVID-19's winter surge, case numbers continue to plunge in New York and across the Northeast. A push to end restrictions like mask mandates gains strength, even in Democratic states where tighter COVID measures have been the norm for much of the past 2 years. Governor Hochul ended the mask mandate for businesses across the state on February 10th, but stopped short of dropping the statewide requirement for masks in schools, saying she'd reevaluate the measure in early March after students returned from February break, which runs through February 25th in most districts. Hochul later said she's eyeing March 4th as a target date for the mandate's reevaluation. ARP funding in schools, how Dutchess districts are approaching spending. As the case each winter, school leaders are introducing spending plans to residents, presenting priorities, and preparing to push for their passage in May. Once again, COVID-19 will be part of the equation for the year, but unlike previous two cycles, school leaders say they have clarity regarding how government assistance, namely funding provided through the American Rescue Plan, will factor in, and with few limitations in place on how the money can be spent, the largest being the time limit on spending. Districts are making plans on how millions can fill the gaps and address students' needs without creating an unwieldy annual expense. In all, New York districts are splitting nearly $9 billion. The Columbia County Summer Youth Employment Program is underway. The town of Ankrum can nominate one college attending student from the town to a summer job with Columbia County, paying $13 an hour. If you're interested in the opportunity or know someone who might be, contact Art Basson at abasson@aol.com or call 518-469-7768. Nominees need to be between the ages of 18 to 24, be a resident of the County of Columbia, provide proof of enrollment as a full-time student for the fall of 2022, provide a physical that is less than 1 year old, pass a drug test if applicable, have transportation to and from the designated work site. Divine Berkshires is the first black-owned pot shop in the Berkshires. It's also a do-it-yourself success story set in Egremont. A March opening of the town's first and only cannabis store is set. There are no pricey consultants or specialty lawyers. Heidi and Ari Zorn stepped nearly alone into the regulatory maze required to open the cannabis shop. It was Heidi. All Heidi says her husband, Ari, he's looking around the Main Street store when saying that. Divine Berkshires admiring her work on everything from carpentry, carving, and painting to her skill and fortitude in conquering the hurdles of the industry that appears stacked against mom-and-pop-style ownership. But the community backed them and showered them with love and support, Ari says. They crowdfunded nearly $100,000 and have almost 100 investors. Meetings coming up in our area today. In Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 4:30. In Falls Village, a special meeting of the Board of Selectmen at 9 a.m. this morning. Board of Education meets at the Kellogg School tonight at 6 p.m. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have a special meeting at 10 this morning. The ARPA Assistant Subcommittee regular meeting is tonight at 4:30. In Amenia, a special town board meeting is being held town hall first floor at 6 p.m. tonight. In Northeast New York, the Town of Northeast Planning Board has a Zoom meeting at 7:30. In Sheffield, the Planning Board has a virtual meeting set for tonight at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They have specials every night and, of course, a tapas menu and regular menu, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off at 33,596.61, the NASDAQ at 13,381.52, and the S&P 500 at 4304.76. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.